Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Hello, everyone. It's Faith. I have a quick message before we get to this week's episode. 2 weeks ago, when episode 37 came out, there was a glitch in the audio file, and the episode downloaded with only the music track. While I'm sure you enjoy Brian's score, I bet you'd rather hear it in conjunction with dialogue. A big thanks to Jeff Gentry for calling it to my attention. Pretty early in the day, I was able to get a new file uploaded and make an announcement on social media. But I know a lot of you are listeners to the show, but not followers to our social media accounts, so apologies if you didn't get to listen to the episode. The good news is it is fixed everywhere. So if you didn't get to hear episode 37, delete the copy you have and re-download it. Or you can go to boom.observerpictures.com and hear it there. Absolutely listen to it before you listen to this one. And as always, thank you for listening and enjoy the show.
Hi, I'm Courtney Holly, the voice of Allison Moretti. I want to talk to you about supporting Boom and Observer Pictures. This show exists because of you, the listener. Supporting us through Patreon will help ensure we always give you the best quality show we can. As a patron, you'll get exclusive episodes and merchandise, discounts at the Teespring shop, peeks behind the scenes, and much more. And it all starts at just $2 a month. So please visit boom.observerpictures.com and click on Become a Member to join Patreon today.
Observer Pictures presents Boom, a serial drama. Written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 38, Imitation of Life. Myra and Allie have been on the road for hours, most of it spent in silence. As Myra passes the Welcome to Arlington sign, Allie wakes up.
Welcome home.
I don't know why I decided to do this.
Wow, how many times can we have this conversation?
I was doing just fine at home. What the hell am I supposed to do here for a week?
You told me you needed a change of pace. This is a change of pace.
I'm not sure this is the pace I need.
You didn't have to come.
But then you'd be driving alone and...
What? I can't take care of myself? Everyone is so adamant about protecting me.
I didn't want to be alone in the apartment. Jesus, everything is not always about you.
I'm sorry.
Whatever.
Is this us now? We've been in this car for like 10 hours, and we've talked not even half that time. And all of it has been like this.
Sorry, I'm not more chipper.
Look, I get that you're going through...
Don't. Your boyfriend didn't try to fucking kill you, so you don't get anything.
I'm not trying to empathize with you. I'm trying to sympathize.
By what? Telling me to rest? Telling me I need to come back to Virginia? Telling me anything like you knew what's best for me? You don't.
I'm just trying to help.
You know what would really help? If you just listen to me.
Listen to what? You haven't said anything to me. You barely sleep, and when you do, you're crying most of the time. Just tell me what you need from me.
Fuck if I know. I'm scared.
I know.
But you don't. Not really. And that's the problem. I really want to tell you everything that's going on with me, but I just can't yet.
But why?
Look, I know this is hard for you. You've always wanted to be the fixer, and most of our friendship, you've been there for me when I'm at my worst. This is different, though. This is so different. I do need a change of pace, but I have to figure that out.
You know you can talk to me about anything.
I know, but I can't do this yet. Look, I'm here with you now because I didn't want to be alone in the apartment, but I also kind of don't want to be here. I haven't talked to my dad in 2 years, and he doesn't know about any of this.
Are you going to go see him?
Probably. I think it would be worse if I didn't and he knew I was here.
Are you going to tell him anything?
I don't know.
If he finds out, it should be from you.
I know.
I love you no matter what.
I love you too. Huh. Looks like your brothers are here.
What the hell?
I guess you didn't know that was happening.
Dad didn't say anyone was going to be here.
Well, maybe they all just wanted to make sure you were okay.
They wouldn't know anything was wrong.
Hold up. What? Myra Jo Hanover, did you not tell your family about everything?
I told Isaac.
But not your dad?
I didn't want him to worry.
If he finds out, it should be from you.
Oh, please. You haven't told your dad anything. You've barely told me anything.
The relationship I have with my dad is nothing like the relationship you have with yours. Can you even remember the last time you were all home?
Yeah, I remember.
You brought up you like
more than we do since you know you still live here.
Yeah. You're so caring about my nutrition. That's what it is. Like, what was that, Mom?
Nothing, baby. I was just saying that I love you all so much.
Dad, what's wrong?
I'm so happy that all of you could be here this weekend. It's been great having every single one of you home. I wanted you all here because I needed to tell you something. A couple weeks ago, I found out that I have cancer, breast cancer.
A couple of weeks ago. Why'd you wait to tell us?
Omar, your mother and I had a long discussion, so please, just let her get through this.
Now, I will allow you all to ask all the questions that you want to ask, but I have some ground rules.
Of course you do.
Are you all seriously laughing right now?
Myra, honey, it's okay. Rule one, there will be no negativity. We will not talk about death and dying. After today, I don't want any of you crying around me. I cannot stop you from doing it in your own spaces, but I will not see my children feeling sorry for me. I've had appointments with my oncologist and chemo is happening. Surgery will happen. I'm fighting this. And what I need from every one of you is to fight with me.
Allie, let's go see your dad first.
What? No, we're here. You're going in the house.
Why the hell are they all here? I just told Dad we were coming home for the week.
Maybe it was on the news.
Oh, shit. Do you really think it was on the news here? Wouldn't Isaac tell me that? Oh, shit. We should drive around for a bit. Let me think.
Myra, your dad just opened the door. Get the hell out of the car.
Hi, Mr. Hanover.
Hello, Allie. Hi.
So you told everyone?
Not Dad.
But Omar and Marcus, so you might as well have told Dad.
Noah, too.
Jesus, Isaac. At least he's not coming.
Omar called me, if that matters. He read about Luke online somewhere. They're not going to tell Dad, Mai. You are, though.
I don't want him to worry.
Don't lie to Dad.
This isn't lying. I'm just not saying things.
He didn't ask you why you were coming?
I told him we just wanted to come home, but now he's going to wonder what the hell is going on with Omar and Marcus here.
Hey, what are you two doing?
Nothing. I'm just trying to get unpacked.
Allie says she wants to see her dad. Give us some family time. She needs your keys.
Of course she does.
I'll take them to her.
Allie seems good.
Yeah, she's not.
I mean, under the circumstances.
What exactly did Isaac tell you?
Not much. Just that Luke attacked her.
Nothing else about...
Hey, what's up in here?
Yep. Everybody just come on in. I haven't been on the road for hours or anything.
Please, you know you love us. So what's been going on in your life? I mean, besides horrible people hurting people you love.
You're about as subtle as a damn tornado.
Why are you all even here?
Isaac's worried about you. Plus, this is the first time you've been home since you moved.
Like you two come home all the time or something.
No, I've been home. I was here last month.
I bring the girls every other weekend.
Great. Now I'm the shitty child.
That would be Noah.
True.
So where's Porter?
At home.
Dad's making dinner. We're supposed to stay out of the kitchen.
Why didn't he come with you? I mean, I want to meet him.
We're not... It's complicated.
Ah, so Isaac didn't share everything.
Are we talking about Porter?
According to Dad, he's a good guy.
He is a good guy. Just some bad things have happened.
That Luke guy. You met them at the same time, right?
We're not doing this.
Well, Dad's gonna do it. So maybe tell us first so we can protect you.
We called off our engagement. Happy?
What? Did he actually blow up that building?
What? Shit.
Marcus?
I'm sorry. That was shitty. I'm sorry.
Look, we're not engaged anymore, but we're not exactly done, I guess. But that's the end of that conversation. I'm here because I don't want to talk about boyfriends of any sort. If Dad asks, we broke up.
I told you not to lie to Dad.
I'm not. We broke up. That's all he needs to know, all right?
All right.
You still have to tell him about Allie.
I know.
What are you doing here?
Nice to see you, too. Can I come in?
You might as well.
Stop with the back-breaking house cleaning
so,
day after day.
What are you doing here?
Myra wanted to come home, see your family, so here we are.
You wanted to see your family, too?
It's been a while, Pop.
You couldn't call first.
I knew you'd be here.
How'd you know I'd be here? We haven't seen each other in nearly 2 years. You have no fucking idea where I'd be.
The phone works two ways, you know.
I'm not the one who walked out on anybody.
Is that what you think happened?
I don't think it. It is exactly what happened.
I didn't want to work in printing the rest of my life.
So, you turn your back on your family?
Jesus, Pop, it's not like there isn't anyone else who can work for you. I didn't...
Nona understood.
Don't you dare bring your Nona into this. Thankfully, she died before you up and left.
Yeah, I didn't come over here to have this fight again. I should have called.
You should have.
Do you want me to leave?
You're already here. You need money?
No, I'm good. I'm working.
Still doing that masseuse crap?
Massage therapist. Yeah.
So, what are you here for? What couldn't you say on the phone?
Do you mind if I sit?
Free country.
I was in the hospital.
Were you sick?
Not exactly.
Are you pregnant?
No, I'm not fucking pregnant. And what if I was? I'm 30. I think we're beyond shock value if I have a kid.
But you're not married. So there's that.
Yep, there's that.
Allison, just stop beating around the bush and tell me what happened. You obviously think it's important enough to come over here unannounced.
Some stuff happened, and I got hurt.
How? Accident, or?
I was strangled and had a concussion.
Who did that to you?
My boyfriend.
Of course.
What the hell does that mean?
You've always dated the shittiest boys. Of course, one day, one of them would try to kill you.
I've never dated anyone who...
I'm gonna stop you right there. Every single boy you brought to that front door has cared nothing about you. They were trying to get in your pants, which I'm sure you let them do.
Damn it, Pop.
I tried to tell you they were shitty. I thought maybe you finally figured out to have some respect for yourself. Is he in jail?
No.
Is he dead?
No.
So, this asshole put you in the hospital, and he's walking around free?
It's a little more complicated than that.
Do you love him? Of course you do.
I don't love him anymore.
You shouldn't have loved him in the first place.
I think I should go.
What were you expecting, Allison?
I don't know, Pop. Just more than this.
Well, so was I. I'll see you in another 2 years.
Yeah, I'll be sure to call first.
Myra lies on her bed, staring at the ceiling. The clock ticks over to midnight. She's been by herself for an entire hour.
Oh, you're still up?
Yeah, simply enjoying the peace.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I should probably go to sleep anyway.
I forgot how hard your brothers can go on some trivial pursuit.
Yeah, I was not about to get sucked into that. I didn't get a chance to ask...
About my dad? Yeah, it was shitty, so end of that.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I was expecting basically a miracle, so it's no big deal I didn't get it. The whole way here, I was trying to figure out if I wanted to go see him. And then when you freaked out about Omar and Marcus and Isaac being here, I knew I needed to do it. You know, to at least tell him what was going on with me.
Did you tell him?
Sort of. I told him I was hurt, and then he said really shitty things to me, and I didn't defend myself. Never have.
I should have gone with you.
What, so he could say shitty things to me with an audience? No.
I'm sorry, he's an asshole.
Before college, he used to call me Piccola Mia, his little one. It was the only Italian thing he ever said, and it made me feel so special. Then Nono died, and he got the shop, and I didn't get a business degree. And then I was only Allison. Everything I did was wrong to him. Why do we want to please our parents so much when they don't care if they please us?
I don't know. I keep thinking I should tell Dad everything, but I don't want him to worry about me. Then I'm scared he'll find out anyway and be mad at me.
He knows what he needs to know. You always talk about telling the truth all the time, but that doesn't mean you have to be transparent.
I know.
Thank you for changing the pace, though. I'm a little less angry right now, and I think this week will be good for me. For us.
God, I hope so.
Join us again in 2 weeks for another episode of Boom. This episode featured the voices of Melinda Seawalk as Myra Hanover, Courtney Holly as Ali Moretti, David Hiller as Isaac Hanover, Gary Scales as Omar Hanover, Van Donnell as Marcus Hanover, Clayton Lawrence Cheek as Roman Moretti, Mariah Dean as Celeste Hanover, Mark Schlicker as James Hanover, and me, Michael R., as the narrator. Season 4 was recorded at Pod Studio 1 in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Producer, Amanda Lorraine. Production sound, Carl Huber. Sound design, Joshua Sui. Original score, Brian Irwin. Assistant director, Delilah Ferrer. Production assistant, Van Donnell. Social media guru, Ryan Allen. For more information on the show, where to find us on social media, and ways to donate to the show, please visit boom.observerpictures.com. Thank you for listening, and please share this podcast with a friend.
Nowadays, trends and news cycles change faster than we can blink. But there are some things that withstand the test of time. And if you're looking for a connection to something timeless, and maybe also a glimpse of life at a slower pace, I believe everyone can relate to the very human experiences explored in Jane Austen's novels. And that's where I come in. My name is Alison Larkin. I'm a writer, comedian, and narrator and host of The Jane Austen Podcast with Alison Larkin. I spent a lot of my childhood in the part of England where Jane Austen lived and wrote, and now that I live in the States, nothing gives me a sense of homecoming quite like narrating her books. On this show, you'll listen to award-winning narration. I'll give myself a pat on the back for that, as well as conversations with actors, writers, and other fascinating people who all share a passionate love for Jane Austen. So please, join me as we embark on a wonderful journey through Jane Austen's work. Be sure to listen and subscribe to The Jane Austen Podcast with Alison Larkin, wherever you get your podcasts.